بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما MashaAllah, we have ulama jamaat here, and really they should be doing the program, but they insisted that I must try and say something, so inshallah we will try. Alhamdulillah, this is the beginning of the sixth supara, and the end of the fifth supara, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala, you bring iman, then there is no need whatsoever for Allah to punish you. Allah Ta'ala appreciates all good deeds, wa kana Allahu shakiran alima. Allah knows all the good deeds that you are doing secretly, openly, and accordingly Allah rewards you. However, there are certain things that have to be made known, exposed, so like nifaq, that the hypocrisy, and those are the worst guna, and the worst zalims, the worst oppressors, are those people who have got nifaq, who are hypocrites. So for that, Allah Ta'ala permits that you can expose them and speak about their wrong. Allah Himself also exposes them. And for any other person also, it is necessary to expose these people so that other people do not follow them and they are not misled by them. However, generally the rule is that Allah Ta'ala does not like a person to complain. Today, complaints of husband and wives are very, very common, of employees and employers, very common. People generally, about everything we complain, and this Allah Ta'ala does not like. لَا يُحِبُّ مَعُ جَهْرَ بِسُّوْهِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah کو پسند نہیں کسی کی بری بات کا ظاہر کرنا. Allah Ta'ala does not like that you expose and make known the evil, and he has particularly referred to the zulm that is made on a person. Even when zulm is made on a person, the highest level is that a person does not speak about it. But Islam is that complete balanced religion that looks at every side, and it permits a person, if zulm is made on a person, he can go and lay his complaint, he can make it known. It doesn't mean he has to shout about it, but in whichever way he can have it addressed, that this person, my husband is making zulam on me, my wife is making zulam, whoever is making zulam, it is permissible. But that is the first stage. And that is also Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ مَغَرْ جِسْ پَرْ ظُلَمْ هُوَا هُوْ. That person on whom zulam was made, he is permitted to express and make known. For example, to even when they lay a charge against that person, this is permitted. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Or Allah is sunne wala, jaanne wala. And Allah Ta'ala hears everything. Whatever you are saying and for who made zulam, Allah knows about that. And you are complaining, whether you are exaggerating in your complaint, which is also a very common thing. If somebody does wrong to somebody, the wronged person has the right to have things corrected. But normally he exaggerates and makes it look down even worse and even more worse than what it actually is. Aliman, Allah Ta'ala knows exactly how much zulam that person made and how much you want to take revenge. You are permitted to take revenge, but how much are you going to take? And in this we have to be very careful, as we are warned, that we must not take more revenge from a person who has done wrong to us than what he has done wrong. Otherwise we become the zalim. The Muslim becomes the zalim. The person who was wrong, if he overreacts and he takes more revenge than what was wrong done to him, then he becomes the zalim. And then further, the highest stage Allah Ta'ala explains, in tuktu khairan, agar tum khol kar koi bhalai karo, to ye, if you openly forgive that person, that is better for you. أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء يا اسكو تشفاو يا معاف کرو برائي if you hide it away and you forgive, then that is even better. When somebody has done wrong to you, there are three levels of reaction. One is that person has done wrong to you, you take revenge. Islam is fully permitted to the extent that wrong was done to you, you take revenge to that amount. The second is to forgive that person. That is a higher level. And the third is, not only do you forgive him, but you do good to him. He did bad to you, and you do good to him. And that is the highest level. And that is the level of the muhmiteen. The muhmiteen are those people who make total sabr. They don't take any revenge whatsoever. They don't, even words, they don't say anything in return. They just keep quiet and they do their work. Their position is very high. And the many, many people know what the bitterness is of taking revenge. In taking revenge, there is bitterness. But the sweetness of forgiving, which Allah Ta'ala says, if you forgive and you overlook, then that person will become ka'annaka, ka'annahu waliyun hamid, as though he is your very close friend. By your forgiving, Allah will make it that he will become as though he is your very close friend. And in this ayat also, Allah makes it clear that he still won't be your friend, he is your enemy. But ka'annaka, as though he is your friend, he will be constrained by your akhlaq and your character, that you did not take revenge, that you forgave him, then he will act as though he is your friend. Then that is takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Allah knows how much zulm people are making on Allah Ta'ala himself, changing his religion, changing his deen, and Allah Ta'ala still feeds them, still looks after them. So that is the highest stage when on the occasion of the false accusation about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Mishta, who was once Sahabi, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should support him monetarily, etc. And he also got caught up in that fitna. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided not to support him anymore. Then Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Abu Bakr that won't you forgive him? And this is not the character of a person of this magnitude. What a great, great zulm was made. But Abu Bakr forgave him also. And in fact increased how much he was giving him. So that is how a believer should be. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is the oft forgiver and the most powerful. Around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, there are the malaika who are making tawaf all the time. Some of them, their tasbih is that pure is Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is the pure one. That after knowing also, he forgives. And after having the power to punish, he does not punish. That his ilm, his forbearance is so great. So those are the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and those are the qualities which a believer should also imbibe and get within him. So this ayah teaches us a great, great lesson, that is when somebody does wrong to us and continuously we have this conflict situation in our life. The best is that a person, if he first, the level is, if he wants to, he can take his revenge, and but that must be equal to the amount of wrong done to him, not more. The second is that he forgives that person. And the third is, he shows kindness to that person. And as Muslims, and as Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should try and achieve the third degree. And if that is the case, like if a fire is burning and you somebody lit the fire of fighting, etc. And they made zulam. And you go and also take zulam. You also return it the same way. You are fueling the fire. The fire is going to burn more. But if you forgive, you are putting off the fire. And if you show kindness to that person, then where there was a fire, you will be making a garden there. So that is what we have to do. And in this way, arguments, fights, conflict situations will come to an end. When the normal what we pursue, we make the whole situation become even worse. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen, and may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal and bring these beautiful qualities into our life. The Jamaat is here. We should try and make the strength of the Jamaat as much as we can, inshallah. Subhanallah.